Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Rich Lankoff, you're an attorney. You must have some sort of rules that you live by, right?
No, John, I just have one that my father imparted on me, the only real piece of wisdom he ever gave me. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Always pee when you can.
Well, you know, that's good. And as we get older every day, that becomes even better advice, doesn't it?
Excellent advice. You will never go wrong if you follow that advice.
Really, what's the worst thing that could happen? Rich Lankoff joins us on WGN. He's a partner at Bryce Downey & Lankoff and the co-host of Legal Face-Off, the podcast. All right, let me ask you a couple questions about things in the law. We'll start with the status of the abortion ruling and law in Texas. There is a challenge to that now?
Yeah, as expected, a doctor who is not abiding by the Texas law that says that you cannot perform abortions after 6 weeks or more legally speaking, that if you do perform an abortion that you can be sued. Well, a doctor is defying that order, and not also unexpectedly, that doctor is now being sued by two individuals, interestingly, who don't reside in Texas. One of them lives, I believe, in Arkansas, who's a convicted tax felon, who I think is suing to try to challenge the law. And then the other is an Illinois resident who is a pro-lifer, who is being supported by a pro-life organization, who, of course, is suing to uphold the law. And it's curious, and the reason I'm emphasizing that they don't live in Texas is because this is a Texas abortion doctor, right? And as you and I have discussed, and as you know, everyone by now knows, the whole issue with this Texas law is that anyone with no connection to the individual performing the abortion or aiding the woman can sue those people who are aiding. They don't have to have what's known in legal circles as standing, which is known in non-legal circles as some skin in the game, right? So it shows you how ridiculous this law is, that someone in Illinois who doesn't know this doctor, doesn't know the people who are getting abortions, the women getting abortions, yet now has legal standing to sue them without, by the way, any verifiable damages. The other thing you generally have to have when you're a plaintiff is damages, right? This person, these two people who are suing, have neither. So that is the current state of the Texas law. It's ridiculous.
So presumably one or both of them will get $10,000 or $5,000 it is the law. I don't know that they even need we don't need the Constitution or the Supreme Court to weigh on this. They have already. So I wonder what happens next, right?
Yeah. I mean, the law is pretty straightforward. And as you mentioned, the Supreme Court of the United States has declined to overturn it.
Yeah.
So the current law allows for these two individuals to sue, and as you mentioned, for a minimum of $10,000. So the sky's the limit, right?
But then that's civil, right? I mean, so this is
correct.
This is not a penalty that is a criminal penalty. This is a civil judgment that they are seeking against the doctor. If he's performing an abortion, could they sue the woman that is also getting the abortion?
No, that's the one thing the law not provide for, and that's how they got around it, right? Because, you know, it would be even more abhorrent to sue the actual woman. So they got around that by saying anyone who assists in getting the abortion, including, again, the doctor, the Uber driver, relatives, whoever.
Yeah. Okay, that's one story in the news today. We'll continue to follow that. I know Rich will, but there's other things to talk about, including what the judge and jury, what the jury will and won't know about Kyle Rittenhouse. We'll pick it up here in a minute. Rich Lankoff joins us regularly here on WGN, the partner at Bryce Downey & Lankoff, co-host of Legal Face-Off 2, the podcast we host at WGNradio.com. So I've seen the video, Rich, of Kyle Rittenhouse, not only shooting people in Wisconsin, but I saw the one where he comes upon a girl at the school and cold cocks her, punches her, knocks her down. I understand that there's some other videos and photographs of him that we may see that what, the jury won't in his upcoming trial?
So, yes, on Friday of last week, prosecutors attempted to convince the judge in Kenosha, Judge Schroeder, that these three instances that were captured both on video and photos of other acts. The key is other acts. We hear all the time, right, about prior bad acts, and we heard in the Cosby case, modus operandi evidence. Basically, it comes down to prosecutors are always trying to get in evidence that, you know, the defendant is guilty because of their proclivity, because of their history of doing similar things, right? That's kind of basic common sense. The defense is always trying to keep that out, arguing that just because I acted one way in the past doesn't mean I'm guilty of this incident, right? Cosby says, just because all these other women alleged this doesn't mean I was guilty in this case. In that situation, all the prior bad acts were allowed in. In this case, Rittenhouse, the Rittenhouse attorney convinced the judge to keep all of that out, which, you know, is a little bit surprising given how persuasive this other evidence is. You mentioned the one video from, I think it was 2020, showing Rittenhouse hitting a girl who was fighting with his sister. But the most damaging evidence is in January, there were photos of Rittenhouse posing, as you mentioned, with members of the Proud Boys. And in that photo, he's flashing the OK signal with his hands that is widely interpreted as a white supremacist symbol. The judge said, in denying the admission of that evidence, saying that, oh, this could also be explained, this hand gesture could be explained, you know, in other ways. It's a kid's game. He said it could be a reference to Chef Boyardee.
Really? The judge offered
that? Think about that for a second. As if Kyle Rittenhouse was in a picture with this far-right militia group, the Proud Boys, who are white supremacists, flashed a white supremacist sign, but yet was referencing a 1950s-era canned spaghetti mascot. That's what the judge says. So that evidence will not be seen by the jury.
You know, though, if you break these down, all three of them, for instance, the one you just referenced happened after the fact. I think the one way to defend the decision by the judge is to say that Kyle Rittenhouse is with those guys only because he gained celebrity status after he committed these acts. It doesn't mean that he was one of them beforehand. I mean, he could get pictures taken with all kinds of celebrities, if you will, after the fact, because now he's famous. The fact that he takes a picture with them after the fact doesn't mean that they knew of him before, or that he knew of them before, that he was their member beforehand. You see what I'm doing here? So
very true, very true. And to that point, the judge said that just because, you know, these incidents were too dissimilar from the shootings, and they would lead the jury improperly to believe that he had a propensity to kill people because of them. The key thing to remember, though, is that Kyle Rittenhouse shot and killed two of them, but he shot three white people. Even though he went up to Kenosha to the Black Lives Movement, you know, protest, he shot three white people. So in the judge's, you know, defense, him flashing a white supremacist sign with white supremacist, that would be more relevant if he shot black people, presumably. So, yeah. You know, there is something to what the judge said, but I thought it was a little interesting.
Oh, I think it's fascinating. And of course, none of us is rooting for that punk. But here again, I think in the instance of him punching that girl at the schoolyard, what a dope. But that, you know, it's a leap for me to say some stupid teenager punches a girl in the schoolyard to, oh, yeah, that means he might commit a murder in Wisconsin. So where there might be a certain symmetry in the Cosby case, I think it's such an escalation of violence in the Rittenhouse case that, here again, I think I might rule with the judge on that one. Besides, I think there's enough evidence to, well, I'll finish that sentence. I think there's enough evidence to convict that kid. You see him killing these people on video. The question will be, was it in self-defense? And at least in one of the cases, I also think Kyle Rittenhouse is going to be able to make a credible defense that he was defending himself. The guy was airborne, about to stomp on his neck. So Kyle shot and killed him. I don't have a good view of the other shooting in the video, but I can see how those videos, to me, are the only things that I think are really relevant here.
You said it exactly as Rittenhouse's defense attorney said.
But
you're right. I mean, you're right. Listen, I watched the actual hearing from the court, on video, and he said it's a case of the video. The video shows everything that's relevant, and as you pointed out a few seconds ago, John, it's different from the Cosby case. The Cosby case was specifically on modus operandi, which means this was the way you operated with other people. You have a pattern. Yeah. Therefore, it's the jury should at least consider that as the way you acted here. Different from Rittenhouse. Rittenhouse never shot anyone this way. He punched someone. Yeah. So to your point, it's a leap to say that because you punched a girl as a teenager means you're more likely to shoot someone. It's different. So
maybe I should have been an attorney, Rich. Maybe I should have not been a judge.
Well, we'll have you anytime you want.
There's a certain similarity between the two occupations. It's why you're good at both. Ella says you got about a minute left. Let's sprint through the Texas lawyer. What happened to this guy dressed as Mike Myers?
The Texas lawyer, he was roaming the beach dressed as Mike Myers, full mask, full mechanic suit, bloody knife, got arrested by the police. He said, I'm just trying to bring some levity to people's lives. And he was arrested on a disorderly conduct charge. So, maybe it was too far away from Halloween for the cops to have any sense of humor.
What's Mexico going to put up for a lottery?
Yeah, Mexico, El Chapo's house, one of his safe houses that was shot up and has an intricate system of caves beneath the bathtubs, was given away by Mexican officials. They couldn't sell it. They offered it for sale for $130,000. Couldn't sell it, so they sold lottery tickets benefiting the Mexican Olympic Fund and actually gave away the house. So, you could have been the proud owner of the El Chapo getaway house.
I don't think I want that. There's just too much bad juju there, and who knows if somebody else is coming looking for something. I don't think I want to have anything to do with that,
Right.
All right. I'm out of time today. Let's connect again and check out your podcast. Some of this stuff on the next edition of Legal Face-Off?
All of it right now, released this morning.
Okay. WGNradio.com. Thank you, Rich. Nice to talk to you, sir.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.